Hey, Gail. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're good. My internet service has not been really good today, so I'm not going to turn my video on because I'll probably be freezing. But maybe with the video off, it'll be
Well,
friendlier.
we will miss seeing you too.
Well, thank you. Magic is since we're earlier. He just finished eating, so he's over there on the floor giving his hedgehog a bath. And he's been over here barking at me, and I told him he couldn't be doing that. But, he could be back over here barking at me at any moment, and then I'll have to have a word with him.
Well, I may get a phone call to reschedule a doctor's appointment.
Okay, well, if you do, just let me know, and you can
I
handle
will.
that.
I'm
And
not.
Rachel had said last week that she might be she had another call that wasn't going to end until
Yeah.
three, so
She might be a minute or two late.
might be late. Oh, so
Excuse me.
feel the same way. I really need a nap, but that's not going to happen.
I did not get enough sleep last night.
Bless your heart. Just couldn't sleep or.
Well, I went to bed too late for one thing, but then I woke up at like 2 wired. And
Oh
nothing that I was trying was working. And so I actually have a pill to take if that happens, and I did take it. But the dog walker came at 7, so still didn't get enough
no.
sleep.
Oh my.
We dragged out of bed at 6:20.
Mm.
At least they had their breakfast.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be 101 today, and I have not checked to see what it is, but
Oh no.
and then tomorrow's another hot one, but then our heat advisory goes away. Excuse me, but the air quality is really, pretty bad. So the good thing is staying in the air conditioning.
So, somebody that I know in Aurora, Colorado, posted, well, she liked something of mine and I haven't seen her or heard from her in forever. And so I clicked on her Facebook page and she had posted a video that somebody took with their Ring camera of armed people in an apartment complex, like we were talking about on Wednesday.
Oh my gosh.
So, it could be that that's more true than what the governor and the mayor want people to know. But then, with what happened at that job site that Fred was at,
Yeah.
it's happening. It's happening.
Well, and it could have happened some time ago. Sometimes people share old videos as if they're new.
True, true. Yeah. When years ago, when this friend of mine who's a spiritual teacher, when she said that the United States would look like a third world country, that really freaked me out. But, there are parts of the United States that are kind of like a third world country.
Yeah, but the whole
It just,
country isn't.
yeah. I get it's perspective, and things happen. Things happen, and they're going to continue to happen. Because we live in a world of duality,
Well, the guy, the professor that predicts elections correctly predicted Harris.
Oh, really? Okay.
He has these 11 keys.
I'm sorry, what's that?
He has 11 key things
Oh.
that are clicking for Harris
Mm-hmm.
and only two or three for Trump, so.
Okay. Somebody else I know posted on Facebook, I really need to stay off of there. Something about I don't know, something that Harris was backing. I can't even remember now what it was. So clearly I got out of the energy of it. Come here, baby. But it
Well,
was.
I've seen one about capital gains on the sale of a home, but that's always been there. It's not
Oh,
like
that.
that's new.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it
Yeah.
was. That if somebody's ha now the way this read, It said that if somebody's house was paid off before you even sold it, you had to pay the capital gains. And I don't know how that doesn't even make any sense to me. How could you have to do that? That what the example was that this woman would have to take out a loan to pay the capital gains, and she hadn't even sold her house.
I can't imagine Congress. I mean, that may be somebody may be throwing that out, but I can't imagine Congress would pass that. She can't wave a magic wand and have something like that happen. It's got to go through Congress.
Yeah, I didn't look into it because
Yeah.
it was just so negative that I just went, okay,
Yeah,
I'm
somebody
not
I know
even.
posted it, and I'm like, don't even go there.
Because that just didn't even make any sense. There are some things that happen that don't make any sense, but I just can't see that happening because that was really way out there.
Yeah.
And I think that. And the person who is posting it is someone who goes down the rabbit hole of fear without looking into anything. So I guess we have to take into account the source.
They're in the cult.
Yeah, you're in the cult. Oh, but anyway. Oh, and just so you know, I'm just going to throw this out there. I have noticed that, and I'll wait until Rachel too, because she probably does Zoom calls too. Hey, Rachel. How you doing?
Hot.
Hot.
Yeah, it's like 109 here today.
Oh
Ooh,
no.
my 101 doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah.
No, I'm dying. Tempo is laying literally underneath the air conditioning vent.
Bless his heart.
I
Her
know.
heart. Her heart.
Okay. No, it's a boy.
Oh, Temple's a boy? I knew that, and I must. Sorry. Okay.
Okay.
I know that Mary is a girl, and William is a boy. I have
Your
my
guys
I.
are you got your guys are boys.
I'm not going to turn my video on because my internet service has been kind of sporadic in its power, and if I turn that on, then I'm probably going to freeze. So I'm going to leave that off. But I was just going to tell Gail that I'm noticing that the Zoom calls, I have everyone turn off their videos when we do meditations and stuff or a class, and I'm noticing that the Zoom, for whatever reason, will turn the videos back on. And I know that people aren't doing it themselves. And also, they'll be sitting there and it'll turn it off while we're talking. I've noticed that as well. So just be aware of that. If you're on a Zoom call and you really want your video to be off, maybe turn it away from you. If you're doing something you don't need anybody else watching you do, anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there because technology isn't working in our best interest sometimes.
Oh, sweetheart, what a good boy. What a good
Anyway.
boy.
Okay, so I know it's really hot where both of you ladies are, so you're probably both I know the heat will drain your energy, but how are you doing?
Reasonably well. Wanted a little hiccup at church, but they happen.
Yeah. Okay. The intense energy's been intense. We had the new moon on Monday, and I haven't been following the solar flares, but from the feel of it, I would say that there's been some pretty intense solar flares as well. And other things that are happening, not to mention just the things that are happening here in the States with regard to the election and how people are reacting to that. But as you know, I've been working on keeping my energy up too. And as I shared with Gail on Wednesday during our Wednesday call, that I've had some pretty intense moments of being uncomfortable in fear that really wasn't my own. Nothing happened to change anything. And you may be experiencing something like that. So I just want to give you kind of a heads up that the energy is pushing things out. You know, if we haven't looked at it, or if we got angry and we just blew it off and kept going, or, you know, anything like that, then that energy may be coming up, revealing itself so that you can take a look at it at an inopportune time. So just being aware of where your energy is so that you can take the necessary steps to get a grip on it again. Oh my, what happened? What the heck?
We can still hear you.
Yeah, we can hear.
Okay. Well, my screen went black.
Weird.
That was weird. You guys disappeared, but you came back.
I was distracted by this. Can you guys see it?
Oh,
He's literally just came underneath the coffee table.
yeah.
Yeah, he's got his little, just his little head peeking out by my feet. Poor thing. I think he's literally dying. It's okay, baby. Sorry. As far as me, actually, I've been feeling into a lot of stuff. Things are just getting more and more intense for me in terms of money and income and a job, but nothing is coming. Like, I looked Monday and there wasn't even anything to apply for. So I'm feeling like maybe I'm not supposed to get a job, but I'm also feeling into that fear and that anxiety that surrounds it when it comes up because it's happening a lot. So instead of trying to push it away, I'm just like, all right, bring it. What do you got? I'm here to feel it. I don't know what else to do at this point. So I've been feeling a lot into that, like just not the story attached to it, just the sensation. And usually when I do that, it dissolves rather quickly.
Well, the Sedona method of release kind of works like that. You know, when we embrace fear energy, we bring it into our light, and the darkness of the fear can't exist in the light. And, you know, it's being willing to heal that or dissolve that or forgive that, whatever it is. And you've been in that state of mind to heal and process through. So that's wonderful, you know. Pulling it in and looking at it and getting to the other side of it.
Yeah.
And do you feel that supporting you?
I mean, I think, yeah, I feel like it's giving me a bit of a confidence that I can feel it and not collapse face of it. Is it solving the problems? No.
Oh, but however,
But it isn't paralyzing you either.
Right, exactly. It's not.
the underlying problem of not being able to, not the job that you really want, connecting with that could be some fear that's in the way that's blocking it. So healing that and getting it out of the way, you know, it only opens the way for better things.
Yeah, I don't know if there's necessarily a fear around a job per se. I think what I'm being called to look at is like, where have I made myself smaller? And where
Oh.
have I not been willing to put myself out there? But yeah,
Insight.
Yeah, lots of insight in that regard. And also, I just felt like I had this weird sensation the other day where I just felt like I was feeling into the fear. And I was just sitting there and I just felt like it's hard to explain, but I kind of saw like my life. And then I just saw myself kind of like Alice in Wonderland, like just getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. I don't know what that means, but I just felt into it and was like, all right, so I think that that's pointing to something about me.
It
Yeah.
wasn't that you were pulling focus farther away.
No, like I saw myself just getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So I think to me that kind of indicated like that's what I've been doing to myself throughout my life, not necessarily consciously.
Yeah. Make yourself small to fit in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
And
I
to not
think,
stand out and be seen. I mean, in a way that we feel like deer in the headlights kind of scene.
yeah, or even what that looks like what is being seen even mean to me? You know, is that like putting my opinions out there? Is it putting my actual self talking or, you know, my words out there? I don't know. I'm still navigating all of that, but I think it is pointing to, yeah, me not. I don't know what the word is. Not just not stepping into my power, I guess maybe is a good way to put it.
Well,
Well,
good insight.
if that's the case, that would make complete sense that it's revealing itself to you because that's what you've been trying to do or working toward is, you know, stepping into our power.
Yeah, and I'm just really seeing how the dots connect too, I think, you know, like this whole kind of theme of being the help and how I've seen that kind of translate over to my job and my roles in jobs and like where I even allow myself to go in
That's
terms
some good insight.
in terms of even just what I'm looking at, you know, whether it's for a job or a position that I'm in or already, or you know, looking to something bigger. Like in my jobs, for instance, I never, there was always an idea maybe that I wanted to do something more, like go work for the label or something, or get become a manager or something like that. But it was never clear. And I never had like a desire to do more. Or you know how some people are very goal oriented and they're like, yeah, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna work towards that. But and I never really had that. So I'm also seeing just how I kind of like accepted that role for a long time.
Well, and sometimes, you know, when we're in survival mode, we just don't have the energy for anything more. You know, we don't have the energy to think or take any action steps. What was that, Gail?
Oh, and the programming can be so strong, you don't even realize that tape is playing.
I think that's what it was. It was just, I just so had so accepted that and internalized that idea that it was just being made manifest without me even putting anything toward it.
You expected it, so that's what it was.
And then I had nothing beyond that. So there wasn't even like, oh, you know, this is the dream or whatever. It was like, no, this is, you know, this is where I belong kind of
Well,
idea.
and if we don't dream of something better, then we won't be disappointed when we don't get it.
True.
That's where
Very.
my thoughts were.
Yeah, very true. And not to say like this is attached to money because it's not, although there's definitely something else there for me to look at in terms of my relationship with it, but I've made a lot of money in my life. I just flitter it away. So it's like there have been times where I'm not in survival mode financially. I may have been in other areas of my life, emotionally and mentally. But even then, it's like it was still pulling me back. Like even when I was making good money, I still found ways to get rid of it, So I think it's just a very deep worth piece. But it feels like I'm untangling it a little.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That all of that is so huge in your awareness. It's not just being aware of an energy shift, but it's being open to the insight of where it was birthed. Why am I feeling this energy? Where did it come from? And that act of observation, depending on how layered or intense the original beliefs are or were, observing it may be enough. But you'll know after you've observed all of it and look deeply at what's going on or what's been hidden. If there's something else that you need to do, because the energy will still be there and it won't be comfortable. It'll feel off. But once you've healed it, man, look out, world. Rachel will be kicking butt and taking names later.
Let's hope that happens. Fingers crossed.
So what's your level of feeling safe for both of you?
Guess I feel. Don't know. That's a difficult question. I'd say overall I feel safe, but in certain areas, not so safe. Yeah. Like I see that I'm okay. Every day I get up, I'm awake, I do things, my body is functioning, like I have a home, I have roof over my head, I have an amazing pet friend. Like in those areas, I feel good. Financially, I definitely don't feel safe. This doesn't feel safe at all. And the lack of resources and just anything doesn't feel safe. So but that's why I've just started going into the fear because I'm like, well, clearly it's here for me to feel. So I don't have anything else to do. So I might as well just feel it.
I feel that part of our experience here, a huge part of our experience here, is getting past the 3D. Florence talks about how our consciousness sees the struggle, sees the devastation, sees the trauma, sees what's popping up on Facebook and the news. Our consciousness sees that. And to overcome what we're seeing as despair and to achieve a feeling of peace and being safe in the face of adversity is a huge undertaking, but when we can achieve it, miracles happen. Just amazing miracles happen. And even with all the tools that we have, It's figuring out what, which tools, what tools work the very best for us to achieve a vibration of love and feeling peaceful and safe, and then sustaining it. Again, and it could be in the face of adversity. You know, Florence talks a lot about when, just like the woman who wanted an apartment in New York, and there were 200 applicants. And some people said, you know, the logical mind would be to go back to her hometown and where it was safe. But she bought blankets in preparation for her apartment, and then she got them. She got the apartment.
We have an 80-year-old in our church that was on the East Coast and had to move out here to be near her son. And 300 people applied for that apartment, and she got it. She's been a Unity student for a long time.
So seeing beyond the 3D, you know, just like when I was in Colorado and I was going to move 1,000 miles to be here. And sometimes I look back at that and think, man, I was totally in beyond 3D because there was nothing showing me that was going to happen. And
but
Jesse,
it seemed to unfold like a miracle for our perspective.
Well, and it did. It did. It totally did. Jesse was really mad at me for leaving. I mean, and you can't blame her because I was leaving her in the house with Fred, you know. So rightfully so, she was mad. Remember, she asked me, what am I supposed to do? And I said, Jesse, I raised you to be an independent woman. And you are. And you're going to be fine. And then she was really mad. She huffed out of the room. But I couldn't stay. You know, my health was already suffering, and it was not going to get any better. And you know, being there comes a point, it's even like with communicating with angels. You know, I tried and tried and tried, and every time I'd meditate, I'd fall asleep. And but when I would connect, it would be like, oh my God, you know, these messages would come through, and I can still remember them so clearly, and seeing stuff 20 years ago, just like it just happened. So it was real. I know it was real, you know, but there comes a point where, in all the questioning of, is this real? You have to get off the fence. Either you're not going to believe it or you are. And when I chose, I am going to believe it, then the miracles really started to happen. And that's overcoming the 3D in another way. I wish that there was a detailed manual that worked for everyone. I mean, how awesome would that be? But all we can do is use the tools we're given and see which one works best for us
in this moment.
In this moment. Yeah, because every day's new. Personally, I have decided that the fear is so painful, I cannot live my life that way. And it becomes a refusal. Because there are times that whatever it is, you know, may look extremely bleak. But I can go down the rabbit hole of despair, or I can hold to the energy that something wonderful has already happened. And you know, that's where Florence would hold the energy for all her people in her lectures or one-on-one services or whenever she was out and just talking to people. But being able to hold that energy of full belief that whatever it is they wanted or needed was there. You know, there was the guy who wanted a loan from the bank, and I think he only wanted like $30,000, but now that's, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars 100 years later. And she said, "You lost your temper, didn't you?" "Well, yeah, I did." And she said, "Go back to the bank and get the loan." And he said, "But I have to take the train, and it won't get there until just a few hours before the bank closes." And he said, "It will never work." And she said, "Well, it won't if you don't go, you know." And he said, "Fine, but, you know, it's all well and good standing there talking to her, but he would get scared when he got away from her." But that, you know, that's a choice. He could choose to hang on to that energy or not. And then his train was late and he got there minutes before the bank closed and walked in and said, "I've come for the loan." And they gave it to him.
Believing that it's already there for us in the field of pure potentiality, that's can be really hard when you it's like sitting in the car that won't start, imagining your new car.
Yeah. And that's where we have to get past what our eyes are seeing in the 3D. You know, it's like when the new magic came back and that woman handed me a little white puppy and the other magic was black with dark brown eyes, and then she hands me this little puppy, white puppy with green eyes, and I'm going, "Oh wow." And then
and
holding
smaller.
Hmm?
And smaller.
Oh, and smaller. Yeah, and smaller. And holding him and feeling his energy. And then asking him, "White, really?" And he said, "Mom, you're supposed to feel me with your heart, not see me with your eyes." And that's what it's about. You know, it's feeling in our heart that knowing that, well, if I can manifest $100, I can manifest $1,000. And then your brain goes, "You can't do that. Who do you think you are?" And then moving into that energy, well, I've received $1,000 before. I know what that feels like. Focusing on that energy instead of there's 29 cents in the account. That's getting beyond the 3D. Daddy used to say, if it was easy, everybody'd do it.
Yeah,
just because it's simple doesn't mean it's easy.
Exactly, Gail. Exactly. But for me, I feel like it's less about the thoughts. I think that's gotten a little better. It's more about the feeling. Like, I can't, it's harder for me to stop. Like when I'm getting an anxiety attack or something, you know, it just comes out of nowhere. So that's why I've just been feeling it, because I'm like, whatever, you're here. I'm not going to fight it because it's a feeling and it is present. And to me, that's bypassing.
And when you felt it, you've been able to process through it, right? To get to another side of it.
Yeah.
And then were you able to then go back into the feeling that you wanted to be?
No, I wouldn't say I forced or tried to create anything after. I just allowed it to be. Usually what it feels like is of just like a lightning, kind of like just feel a little lighter. But yeah, and then anytime like thoughts come up or when I find myself looping like that, I'm just given it to God at this point. I'm like, just make it stop, please make it stop. I can't do it. I can't. This has to go. Like, I don't know how to do it. I need your help. And then usually that gets better when I ask for help. But it's the feelings that come up. It's less about the thoughts now, and it's more like the just this terror or anxiety or just like, yeah, constriction. But I try to feel it without the story. Like I can watch the story, it's fine if there's one there, but there is not all there isn't always one there. And then I just sit in it, like just sit in it. What's it gonna do to you? If it kills you, then that's what it did. But if it doesn't, then
Your
we get
cycles are over.
I don't know what else to do with it, but it comes up, and then I'm just like, if I try to push it away, it just feels like that's gonna make it worse later. So I don't.
Wise.
So for me, maybe it's more of a clearing. Like maybe I just have to feel all the stuff I didn't want to feel for my whole life.
When you're feeling it, here's a thought, to use the Sedona method of release and just see what happens, embracing it, trying to grasp it. When we're feeling those feelings in our body, the feelings are real feelings. And if they're uncomfortable feelings, if then we're trying to grasp it and pull it into our heart space. Anytime I've ever done that, by the time I'm soaking it in and trying to embrace it, it just starts to disintegrate.
Yeah,
Those
exactly.
feelings can't exist in the light.
Yeah.
And with that feeling of being lighter, then being able to go into gratitude for the things that are going well, or that you're playing with
What
the fur
things that are
babies.
going well?
What was that?
Said, what things that are going well? It was a joke.
Oh.
But yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just hanging on at the end of the rope here.
You tied a good knot, right?
No clue. All I can do is what I can do in this moment, and that's all I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to figure out anything because clearly that doesn't work. I'm not trying to judge anything because it doesn't matter. I'm just taking it one moment to one moment. That's it. There's really not much else I can do. So, they come up. Those feelings come up, so I just feel them. Because if I demonize them or try to push them away, or like I think what I was doing in the past was getting more panicked about it because I was like, oh God, now it's going to create something negative in my life.
Right.
I'm over all of that. It's like, no, I don't care. Whatever. Obviously, something created all this crap in my life, and now I have to deal with it. Now I have to deal with it. So it's also just getting real with myself of like, what has brought me here? What have I not wanted to see or look at? And
You
there really
mentioned.
isn't any idea beyond that right now because to me, that's base level. And if I can't get that part right, then I don't see how any of the rest of it's going to work. So it very much feels like a cleaning out. I mean, I've really had to face all my fears this year. Everything that like terrifies me has come to fruition. So I'm just on the ride. And if that
When
takes me to homelessness, that takes me to homelessness. I don't know how else to. I mean, I can't even get like I couldn't even get the Trader Joe's job. Didn't get it. So like even very simple like jobs you would think someone could get, nope, not getting them. So that's why I'm like, okay, clearly there's something else going on here because I'm not even getting like the easy jobs. So I don't know.
keep applying.
I mean, I am.
Yeah.
when there's something there. But like I said, this week I was looking and there was nothing. There was nothing that I even could apply for. It was all either like in other areas, like more finance or, that kind of stuff, which I don't have a background in. Just basically things I'm not, I'm not experienced in. So it's like, I'm not going to even waste my time. Why?
Have you looked at
They won't hire you. They run everything through AI now. I mean, there's what they call a paper ceiling. So it's like, and I've had AI write my resumes, but if your resume doesn't have certain keywords, I mean, they don't even look at it. They don't even look at it. So this whole thing, it's totally changed. So that's why I'm like, I don't even know. Maybe I'm not employable.
Have you had a chance to go back to the headhunter with the changes?
Oh yeah, I did that the next day. I've heard nothing from her, nothing from that job. Nothing. It's just nothing across the board, nothing. And I'm afraid to reach out to my quote unquote friends in the music industry because A, they're not real friends, and B, I don't really want to go back to that work. So there is always that option kind of out there, but I've just been trying to go about it a different way because I really don't want to go back to that work.
Have you
So
looked at work from home jobs?
I sure have.
I'm sorry,
I've been on
my chair's
YouTube.
squeaking. I didn't hear. Did you
I
say you have?
yes, worked on work from home. I applied for, several customer service representative jobs. Heard nothing back. I've gone on every site imaginable to man. I have gone on YouTube to try to see what the best things to do now to make money from home are. I'm telling you, I am constantly busy all day long.
Well,
There is no stone unturned right now. So that's why I've just come to the conclusion that maybe I'm just not supposed to get a job. Didn't get the car either. That's also been put off, which is going to cost me more money, but I can't do anything about that either. And I had some identity theft issues. So it just keeps happening. Like, it's just like, okay, what do you got next? Keep hitting me because I'm here. Whatever. Like, just keep going. I'm good. I don't know what else to do. So I just feel it now. I'm like, okay, let me just feel worthless. Let me just feel terrified. Let me just feel sad. I don't know what else to do. I've literally done everything that my mind can think of. I've done everything that my heart can think of. So that's where I'm at, just feeling it and
but
hoping that figuring it out.
you're still putting one foot in front of the other, and that's amazing. You're
Yeah.
treating it like a full-time job.
Yeah. Yeah. So at this point, it's not a choice. I'm not, it's someone else is calling the shots, is how I'm looking at it because it's not me. So, yeah. Hopefully this is surrender. I don't know.
Mentioned panic attacks. Do you have panic attacks?
Sometimes.
I learned that if you take like frozen peas out of the freezer or ice pack and you put it on your chest, that it will help to ease a panic attack quickly.
I mean, I just feel into it. I literally just feel it. That's what I do. And then it goes away. But I can't stop it from coming up. Like, it's not a choice. I'm not making that choice. It's not like coming on the back of like, oh, I have been having negative thoughts or anything like that. It just comes. I mean,
Well,
anytime
and
I have to pay bills or you know what I mean? Like anything, like I just had to pay rent. I just had to pay the car. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah, all of those things can potentially create a panic attack for me.
okay, but if you can, you're feeling it coming on and you get some ice, you can give it a try. It may not work for you. Some people it works for. I know it does work for. So it's just a thought that,
I'll try
grab
it.
something
Like I
cold
said,
and.
I just feel like it's here for me to feel it. So that's why I'm just feeling it. Like, I don't think it's here for me to try to physically or mentally make it go away.
I will pass that to my sister because she does have panic attacks.
Okay.
Very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps to, I mean, you can look it up on, you know, you can Google it and get more information on it, but I guess it helps to bring the heart back into a better rhythm. Helps to calm the body down a little bit.
I don't even know. I don't know.
I read it in a romance book. A guy was having a panic attack and she ran and grabbed him something cold out of the freezer and stuck it on his chest. He's sitting in the floor, you know, his PTSD thing, and calmed him down rather quickly. And I thought, I wonder if that's true. So I Googled it. Oh, wow. That's good to know. I used to date a guy who had panic attacks and he'd end up in the hospital a few times.
Yeah.
You know? Have a girlfriend who has panic attacks. I don't know that she's had anything like that happen since I told her about it. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think just what I'm basically saying is I'm trying to not demonize any of it.
Yeah, non-resistance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm not saying put the ice pack on your chest to try to push it away. It's more like putting a compression on bleeding out. You know, it's not going to stop it, but it'll support getting better. And if it works for you, great. And if it doesn't work for you, then it just doesn't work for you.
I haven't lost much.
Yeah. So. And it might feel good if it's really hot. If it's 100, over 100 degrees.
It is great. Really I keep good. Turning my AC down. I'm like, nothing. It's just not changing. This is the worst time of the day, though, too.
Most of them can't deal with more than 20 degrees colder than the outside temperature, which can be ridiculous. But that's basically their capacity.
Yeah. I mean, my internal clock or temperature says it's 89.
Mm-hmm.
90 in my house.
Yeah, but that's 20 degrees cooler than the outside.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't imagine it's going to get much cooler. I mean, I even have I just have one little window open and I have my shades drawn other than that because I'm up, you know, on the second floor, and this part of the day from about 3 until about 6 or 7, it's just blazing hot. It's the worst time of the day.
Yeah.
We
have a lot of concrete around you too, right?
Yeah, a lot of concrete. And we have this until, I think they said Saturday or Sunday. So
yeah.
It's been happening all week. We've just been on fire. Yeah. I think I'm going to go to the beach tomorrow.
So Gail, what kind of what tools have you found have been helping you in the last few weeks?
Well, I really am enjoying your meditations. Mm-hmm. They seem to just be getting better and better. Maybe I'm in a place where I appreciate them more. I don't know, but they're really good.
Wonderful. I'm glad that's supporting you. Have you been feeling better physically?
Yes. I did get the results from the biopsies and nothing remarkable. And I think Monday is when I get, is it Monday? When do I get? I don't think it's not on that calendar yet. I get the other biopsy. Yeah, up the 9th, Monday. I don't have that on my calendar yet. Hmm. On this calendar.
My Let's landlords reached out to me and said the bug man is coming to my house on Monday to spray for bugs at 2 o'clock. So we've got to make plans to be gone after he leaves.
Yeah.
Because last time it was really uncomfortable. But despite, since I had that spider visit last week, I figured it was time for him to come. Well, I don't remember what day it was. Magic, it might have been Thursday or Friday morning. Time to take Magic out, and I open the door and he runs outside, and then I see it. There's a huge garden spider has made his web between me and getting outside. And I didn't think there was going to be a way to get out the door without engaging with him. Terrible words were said. But we made it outside, came back, he's still there. Do you know their bodies are longer than an inch long? And his leg span was bigger than my fist. It was the biggest one I've ever seen.
Sounds like a big
So
spider.
I managed to get him onto a stick and out into the woods. And then next morning, I looked outside to make sure it was safe before we went out. And he came back. Or she came back. It's a she. She had to go. The garden spider heaven.
They don't live long.
Now, I guess my sister told me that she was probably ready to lay her eggs, and they don't live long after that because of the time of the year. Well, the ladies across the street were going to video me trying to kill this thing.
What?
They were enjoying
Hi.
the show.
What the
And
heck?
I said, wouldn't one of you guys have some anger that you need to kind of like take out on something? And anyway, one of them came over and took care of this. But it was so high, I was afraid knocking it down, it was going to get on me and cause me to hurt myself. But anyway, I felt really bad about her having to die. But I told her it was a poor life choice to build a web at my door.
And you had rescued her once,
I
or
had rescued her.
maybe her twin sister.
Well,
Oh,
but technically, no. She
God.
found the best place for her to get all the flies or whatever it was she wanted, which is probably right by your front door because there's a light out there.
Actually,
So,
there's not a light out there. I never turn that light on because of bugs.
yeah, but I think
However,
she picked that spot and she came back to it. So she chose it for a reason.
yeah, I think Big Jim had a hand in that for entertainment purposes.
He has a warped sense of humor.
Yes, he does. He definitely does. And I even told him, I said, this is not funny. This is not funny. But anyway, we all lived through it. Well, she didn't.
Except for the spider, Charlotte. You killed Charlotte.
Oh, and you know, the garden spiders are even called the alphabet spider because they make that Z part of their web that they kind of hide behind for other things to hit the web. But anyway, I looked all this information up. But yeah, Magic and I made it through it. He didn't get hurt. I didn't get hurt. That's what was, you know, my goal.
Always a good goal.
Yeah. And there were body parts out there, so it was a deterrent to anybody else wanting to come over here and live. You know, it's bad if a spider is big enough that they could start to smell, you know. I mean, that's bad. But anyway.
We
Yeah.
needed that laugh.
Yeah, it's funny now. It wasn't funny then.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah, see, we hadn't even been up that early. It was like 7:30 in the morning, and I'm out there screaming, you know, on and yeah. You know, that might have been the day of the, I think that was the day of the workshop. It was Saturday. And then the, yeah, it was. It was Saturday, I think. And then the spider came back on Sunday. Yeah, I did turn the light on that night before we went out there to make sure there wasn't anything out there. Then I turned it back off before we went out. I mean, we'd go out, you know, we go out in the dark. But anyway.
You're braver than I am about that.
Well, I figured that if it's dark, I have a better chance of seeing something else than something else seeing me. Maybe.
I don't know. Cats see better in the dark than you do. Substantially better. So do bats. I mean, not sight, but hear.
Yeah.
There's
I
a
did
little.
one day I opened the door and a fox came down out of the yard across the street.
Wow. They're pretty.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And Magic wanted to go have a word with it. And fortunately, he was on a leash. So the fox just watched. It stood at the end of the driveway, the one that's farthest away, and watched us. And fortunately, Magic had to pee really bad. So he was busy with that. And then he was huffing at the fox. But.
I love that Disney movie. When I was a kid, I always loved that Disney movie, The Fox and the Hound. That was one of my favorite ones.
You posted a picture of that on Facebook, didn't you, Kate?
Yeah, it was a shaky video because I moved, and evidently I can't hold the camera still or the phone still when I'm moving. But yeah.
I'll let that one go. Call from Greg and a 0 WB.
So, I do have, I've pulled up the cleanse and clear away fear in your safe space meditation that is the same one we did on Wednesday, Gail, in the group. If you guys would like to, we can immerse ourselves in that, or we can just visit for a few minutes more. Oh, Gail must have gotten her call. She was waiting for a call to reschedule an appointment. Would you guys like to do a meditation, or do you want to just visit a few more minutes, or what do you guys feel like doing?
I'm open to whatever.
Okay. Actually, I've got two of them pulled up. I've got the cleanse and clear away fear in your safe space. It's 20 minutes, and then I've got the healing your body with Jesus. That's 30.
Let's go for the shorter one. I do need to return that call.
Okay. Or we can complete. It's entirely up to you. I can post this cleanse and clear on the web page. Actually, I just put all the recordings on there too. I was
Oh,
able to
good.
get them to upload, so they're all on there. I can just, why don't we do that? I'll go ahead, since you have a call to return, I'll go ahead and upload that and make sure it's on there so then you can listen to it at when it's convenient for you. That be okay?
I
That's a good
think
one.
take an ice bath.
There you go. Take ice
I'm
bath.
serious. It is so hot. I'm like sitting here sweating. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on?
Yeah.
This is
Eight,
not.
9 degrees is warm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your computer puts out heat too.
It
So,
does. Yeah.
okay. Well, we'll go ahead and complete, and hopefully my internet will be better next week. It's being, I actually completely lost power. I can't even remember what day that was. I have no sense of time, but I'm gonna take that as a win because I'm getting beyond 3D. So, okay. Well, you can't see me, but I'm sending you a heart of love. There we go. Okay. And sending you hugs and kisses. Okay. So if anything comes up for you that you need help with, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Have a great week. Take good
You.
care, Rachel.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sending you lots of love.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Bye-bye.